This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and one of the great institutions of our great nation, of course, the House of Representatives, the Congress generally. And the senior leader in that Congress is always the Speaker of the House. Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States, by the way, has announced he's going to be at the end of this month delivering his first speech to a joint session of Congress. What should we expect about that? What should we expect for the future of the Republican Party? All of that is related to a distinguished Speaker of the House who was far more successful than many Republicans even recognizes. His name was John Boehner. And during his period as Speaker, the Republicans held control of the House of Representatives and managed to actually cut the deficit 5 years in a row and to actually reduce federal spending 2 years, which is a remarkable achievement. A new achievement, the new book, On the House, a Washington Memoir by Speaker John Boehner. Mr. Speaker, congratulations.
Well, Michael, thank you. It's good to be with you once again.
Well, it's a pleasure having you. In terms of Republicans taking back control of the House of Representatives and then going on to win back the presidency in 2024, you've played this political game a long time, and the book has great stories about it. What would be your number one point of advice for building Republican success?
Well, I think going back to basic Republican principles, you know, things like fiscal responsibility, strong national defense. You know, if Republicans stand up for the principles of the Republican Party, I frankly think we can expand the party. I think we can bring the various factions together in the party if we please stick around principles, the principles that have endured since the time of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, you were attacked for fraternizing with the enemy. And in fact, your book includes some very amusing stories about your relationships with Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, even Nancy Pelosi. And you talk about Nancy Pelosi as a ruthless, very powerful leader. Why are people off base to say that, well, this shows that you don't stand up for Republican principles, the fact you have these friendly relationships with Democrats?
Well, I always believe that you could disagree without being disagreeable. It's one of what my staff used to call a Boehnerism. I have another one. It doesn't cost anything to be nice. Just because I would fraternize with the other side of the aisle doesn't mean that I was less of a Republican. Back before I was Speaker and I was voting on the floor every day, I had one of the most conservative voting records in the Congress. But my leadership style was one of relationships. And even Barack Obama, who I didn't have anything in common with, I had to try to find a way to develop a relationship with him. I was the Speaker of the House, a Republican. He's President of the United States, a Democrat. And the American people expected us to get things done and find some way to get along. And I was going to do my part in that.
Well, and the history shows you did. During your time in Washington, I was thinking about this. I was reading the book. The book, again, is called On the House, a Washington Memoir. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. During your years in Washington, who was the most underrated political leader of either party?
Well, I would probably say Mitch McConnell. Mitch became the majority leader and the minority leader in the Senate, then the majority leader. But Mitch was a guy who, he doesn't have the most sparkling personality. You don't see him smile very often. But in terms of understanding the Senate and working the Senate, he really knew his business.
Who was the most overrated figure you remember from your years in Washington?
Well, there might be a long list of those people. You got a lot of senators who all thought they should have been president. I don't have one that comes to mind off the top of my head. I would probably say Ted Cruz.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought. Your feelings about Ted Cruz come across pretty clearly in your book. Does it go beyond the government shutdown that Ted Cruz rather disastrously engineered?
Well, yeah, it goes beyond that. This guy wasn't even a member of the Republican House. He was a senator from Texas. And he'd routinely come over and find what I would call my knuckleheads. You know, I had 210, 215 really solid Republicans. But I had two or three dozen guys and gals that I don't know, I call them knuckleheads because all they ever wanted was to vote no. I could never figure out what they were for. They were always good at voting no. And he'd come over and wind those people up, and they'd run off and do all kinds of crazy things. They never had a chance of becoming law. I never had a chance of success. And I never even talked to the guy. I never met the guy. And yet here he is making my life miserable every day. And so in the book, you know, I nudge a few people, but I pretty much annihilate this guy.
Well, you say in the book, there is nothing more dangerous than a reckless beep who thinks he is smarter than everyone else. In terms of the key to actually working with Joe Biden, you know Joe Biden, you've known him forever because you've both been in Washington a long time. What's the key to actually having some kind of productive working relationship with this new president?
Well, I think there are a lot of Republicans who'd like to work with Joe Biden if he'll work with them. The problem that Joe Biden has is that there's this big schism in the Democrat Party. You read a lot and hear a lot about the schism in the Republican Party, but the schism over on the Democrat side is pretty wide. Joe Biden is a traditional Democrat, and he's being pushed and shoved in every which way by the progressive caucus, so the really radical left-wing Democrats who are attempting to take over their party. And up until over the last couple of months since Joe Biden's been in office, he's kind of caved to this caucus, caved to them and caved to them at the expense of working with Republicans to get some things done. This has not been, people haven't seen a lot of this yet. This skirmish has been kind of under the radar, if you will. But as this infrastructure bill, so-called infrastructure bill, gets rolled out, this schism is beginning to widen, and it's going to become very clear to people that where Joe Biden is and where the left wing of his party is are in different places, very different places. If they get this infrastructure bill finished by the end of the year, I'd be surprised.
Well, especially at anything like the level of spending, I'm talking about $2.3 trillion. Well, I hope everybody thinks better of that, and they will be encouraged to do so by picking up John Boehner's new bestseller. It's called On the House, a Washington Memoir, and it shows a photograph of Speaker Boehner, sort of, it looks like he's getting ready to make a toast. Is that Merlot in the glass in the photo,
no,
Mr. Speaker?
No, I quit drinking Merlot about 10 years ago. I switched to Cabernet. I thought Merlots were a little too heavy. And so that's a glass of Duckhorn Cabernet.
Well, okay, that's very, very important for the record. But the book is funny, it's charming, it's revealing, it's insightful, and it actually gives you some hope about the future of what I persist in calling the grand old party. It can become a grand young party. How's that ever going to happen? Well, we'll continue talking about that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, on the MedVet Show. We'll be right back. first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a spread, huge spread in America's most influential newspaper, and America's most influential newspaper is the New York Times, and I was very critical of the New York Times for their treatment, their tribute to Dante Wright, which mentioned nothing about a criminal background, which is relevant. Now they run this advertisement, and again, they have the right to run any advertisement where people pay the literally millions of dollars that they would pay for something like this. It is a two-page ad, one of those things you pull out of the paper, and across the top of the ad, it says, "We stand for democracy." And then underneath it says, "A government of the people, by the people." For some reason, it doesn't say for the people, but okay, fine. Government of the people, by the people, a beautifully American ideal, but a reality denied to many for much of the nation's history. Well, that's true. For American democracy to work for any of us, they write, we must ensure the right to vote for all of us. We all should feel a responsibility to defend the right to vote and to oppose any discriminatory legislation or measures that restrict or prevent any eligible voter from having an equal and fair opportunity to cast a ballot. And then concluding statement, voting is the lifeblood of our democracy, and we call upon all Americans to join us in taking a nonpartisan stand for this most basic and fundamental right of all Americans. Okay, fine, I'll join you. There's absolutely nothing there that I disagree with. By the way, if there's something that you just heard that you disagree with, call me. 1-800-955-1776. This is signed by literally thousands of people, and they seem to have all the names listed. And it's kind of entertaining to go through and to look at the names and the signatories, just to give you a flavor. It's signed by Accenture, by Alphabet, by Amazon, by American Airlines, American Express, Apple, Bain and Company, that's Mitt Romney's former company, Bank of America, Berkshire Partners, that, of course, is Warren Buffett, Best Buy Company, BlackRock, that's Steve Schwarzman, who was a very strong supporter of President Trump, Boston Consulting Group, again, a former company with Mitt Romney ties, Dell Technologies, Estee Lauder, Facebook, you've heard of them, Ford Motor Companies, General Motors Companies, Goldman Sachs, you've heard of them. It goes on. Levi's, Lyft, Merck, Microsoft, Netflix, Nordstrom. Can you imagine? What else could you get? All of these companies and individuals. Leonardo DiCaprio signs, Michael Bloomberg, David Geffen, Orlando Bloom, and lots of assorted celebrities. Joaquin Phoenix, I guess they woke him up to sign this thing. Okay, the question I have is, why are they taking this money? Why do they feel that the right to vote is under attack? What aspect is it about the voting reforms in Texas or in Georgia that they find so objectionable? And what's amazing to me is I was speaking before about how the Chamber of Commerce, which actually represents a lot of these very big corporations and lots of small businesses, just taken a stand against the Democratic electoral reform bill that they're trying to push through, squeeze through, soldier through the Senate and the House. And I think they might be blocked on both sides because it's so extreme. And it tries to mandate the way that various states conduct their elections, which is completely at variance with the federal system, where states are responsible for setting up their own election rules. The question here is, why is this suddenly an issue? Wasn't President Trump generally discredited with his insistence that the election was stolen, that our electoral system didn't work? We just had, and Democrats above all, and Republicans as well should celebrate it, we had a remarkably successful election in terms of people's participation. In terms of often marginalized groups and people who are what is considered to be minorities, there were higher levels of turnout in this election than ever before. Ever. And none of the recounts, none of the investigations, and there were some races that were incredibly close, including that race in Iowa that was run by Marionette Miller Meeks by 6 votes. That's right out of several hundred thousand cast. And all of this checked out. It was done with integrity and with decency. So why all of a sudden this grave concern? And all I can think of is it's part of Stacey Abrams' all but announced campaign to run again for governor of Georgia. She lost last time in a close election to Brian Kemp. This time she would have the advantage of not just a clear Democratic field running against Brian Kemp, but having President Trump so determined to get rid of Brian Kemp because he wouldn't go along with Trump's lie about a stolen election. And this is going to be one of the hottest races of 2022. Now Stacey Abrams and Democrats, and including I think the people behind this ad, the corporate heads, are all up in arms about the election reforms in Georgia. But people in Georgia, like John Ossoff, the new senator, are opposed to this desire to boycott Georgia. It's a very sad thing that the new film from Will Smith and Antoine Fuqua, very distinguished director, which is called Emancipation, they were going to be filming in Georgia because about a slave who escapes from slavery and joins the Union Army, apparently. Could be a very inspiring film based on a lot of true stories, the same kind of stories that inspired a great film, one of my favorite films, Glory. But this battle over how many drop boxes you have per county, they didn't have any drop boxes back in 2016. Now they're going to have 23 per county. Really, this is worth claiming that the right to vote is being undermined? I'll tell you one area where I think people would vote overwhelmingly. It's to do something meaningful about the homeless issue. 3 cities hit by controversy. We'll come to it coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to leave their country. And then more and endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. European Union regulators claim the benefits outweigh the risks when it comes to the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. This comes after the FDA and CDC asked states to pause the use of the single-dose vaccine due to blood clots in 6 women who received it. The European Medical Agency saying they're investigating those cases and will decide if regulatory action is needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
There's controversy in three cities, and three of America's most dynamic cities, frankly, cities that are growing in population and economic clout that people want to move to, and each one of those cities needs to do some moving of its own to move some of its residents who are experiencing homelessness. I think that's the politically correct way of describing it. First of all, and we've got to get right to this, there's a problem in Denver where one of the large homeless camps was hosting a drug lab. And I don't mean a drug lab where they were producing vaccines. They were producing hash oil or meth, apparently, and using propane tanks to do it. And it turns out that the Denver public safety manager, whose name is Murphy Robinson, he happens to be a truly rapidly rising political figure in Colorado. He's African American, he's a black guy. And Murphy Robinson thought, you know what? We've got to do something about this drug lab, this meth lab, in the middle of a homeless camp. And this is what the firefighters found, according to CBS Denver. This is clip one.
Firefighters arrived to find the camp engulfed in flames, dozens of propane tanks exploding, and a propane storage facility nearby. Public Safety Director Murphy Robinson knew if he didn't act fast, the fire could take out several city blocks. But if he did, he would violate a court order that he says, in effect, treats drug labs in homeless encampments differently than those in homes. The fire started Saturday afternoon at this homeless encampment in North Denver, creating a plume of smoke you could see from miles away. But it was nothing compared to what fire crews saw when they arrived at the location.
Propane tanks,
were on scene and started to blow up. No one was hurt, and that is of the grace of God.
Okay, that's Murphy Robinson, the public safety director. And he went on to say this.
Public safety manager Murphy Robinson says more than 30 propane tanks were inside the encampment, and it was clear what they were being used for.
Evidence points to that it was some type of drug lab. Whether it was a hash lab or a meth lab, we are unsure at this time.
In spite of the danger, Robinson says the city couldn't remove the propane tanks or anything else without violating a court order. It requires 48 hours notice before clearing a homeless camp, even one with a drug lab. If the lab were in a home, he says, it would be different.
Sean, it shows a clear lack of understanding as these orders were put out by the judiciary.
Okay, it's nuts. Why is it more safe, more appropriate, more permissible to be running a meth lab in a homeless camp than in your home? How ridiculous is this? There's more about why the homeless, not the Denver Public Safety Manager, Murphy Robinson, actually took action. Listen.
Robinson signed an executive order to clear the area anyway and now risks being cited by the court. But that's not what worries him.
This time we were lucky. Next time we could be talking about how we dealt with the loss of life. That is unacceptable to me. And we have to find a better solution.
Robinson says when the court issued its ruling requiring that 48 hours notice, the city asked for emergency exceptions like this, but was denied. He hopes the court will now modify its order. As for those who were living in the encampment, he says the city offered all of them housing, but only one of them took them up on the offer.
Okay, did you hear that? They offered everybody housing, but of course, if they accept housing, then it's tougher for them to run a meth lab or a hash lab. And nobody took the housing offer? This is one of the reasons that they are pushing through, believe it or not, with some bipartisan support. Texas state lawmakers are considering a bill to ban public camping. This was initiated, actually, by the mayor of Austin, who's a pretty liberal guy. His name is Steve Adler. He proposed the bill, saying officials need to do more to get people out of tents, not merely to move their tents out of sight. But the new bill, known as Senate Bill 987, would create a classy misdemeanor for violators who were camping in public. Governor Greg Abbott, solid Republican, offered his support for the bill, saying in part, "We cannot sit idly by and allow Texas families and businesses to suffer the economic and health consequences that these encampments bring into our cities." He said that the bill would make a uniform policy for cities to develop, quote, meaningful and compassionate long-term solutions to support those experiencing homelessness. But it's not compassionate or meaningful to just let them camp anywhere. So good on Texas. Well, in Seattle, this is unbelievable. Seattle schools versus the city and Mayor Durkin over what issue? Listen, clip one.
After a majority of the students at Broadview Thompson K-8 returned, the camp on school property remains.
I am calling on the school board to allow Jenny Durkin to take care of these encampments as she has in the past, which would be to offer services and then guide the campers out of the park.
The mayor wants to help, but needs permission to do so.
But Seattle Public Schools is a separate governmental entity, and it controls its own properties. The city of Seattle does not and cannot go onto school grounds and start dealing with encampments.
The city has years of experience trying to get campers into housing. The school district does not.
Well, they made it very clear that they did not want to relocate those encampments unless they could place those people in shelter. We've been trying to give them our experience on how to best accomplish that.
Okay, this is ridiculous. And by the way, campers? Campers? Are we campers now? Here's why they cannot work together, we're told. Listen.
Meanwhile, the city has been doing outreach for months at another camp at Miller Playfield, right next to Meany Middle School. It's a city park, so no permission is needed there. But that's not the case with the camp at Broadview Thompson. We asked the district, has SBS asked the city for help and allow Hope Team outreach workers onto school property? The district spokesperson was noncommittal. It is a somewhat fluid situation, and we appreciate the city's partnership and flexibility as we proceed. The school board member that has Broadview Thompson in her district telling us, I have asked district staff to work with the city in clarifying city protocols and available resources for rehousing people on district property, but did not give the green light to do so.
Okay, this is absurd. This is public school property. These are our children. One of these camps, which has an abundance of discarded needles, trash, and 50 tents, that's 50. Think for a moment, use your imagination. Imagine 5 tents together. Now, imagine 25. You're talking about 50 tents at a public school. And all they can do is express their compassion for the campers. For God's sake, you start with basically enforcing the law. And you do not have a right to camp on school property. Or in a park nearby. Oh, well, the other one's in a park, so no problem. The city can now offer these people alternate housing. This isn't housing. This isn't their right. This is nuts. Maybe I should talk to the folks in Texas who seem to have a stronger idea. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVet listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. other nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for some satisfaction. Mick Jagger has just released a new single, and it's called Easy Sleazy. It's a follow-up to a previous very successful Rolling Stones single that went to number one called Living in a Ghost Town, which we featured on this show, by the way, at the very beginning of the pandemic, because I think it caught the feeling of the way a lot of people looked out at cities like London or Seattle or New York City, for that matter, that all seemed to be deserted. Everyone was missing, feeling like a ghost in a ghost town. And so he's just posted this new song, which is called Easy Sleazy. And he did it together with Dave Grohl of Foo Fighters. He's on drums. And I will tell you, I watched the whole video, and it's pretty cool. I mean, first of all, Mick Jagger is 77 years old. He's a year younger than Biden. He has 8 children. And I will tell you, he apparently runs a lot every day. He's in very good shape. And certainly, I think creatively, he's in very good shape. One of the things he does toward the end of the song is he has something to say for you anti-vaxxers out there. And that's why we are making this song the subject of a Medved Music Review.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, and enrich our lives. And now, it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
Given away part of my enthusiastic reaction to the Easy Sleazy song by Mick Jagger. But here's the climax with one of the messages from the song. Listen.
Yeah.
And that's the key line. This will be a memory you're trying to remember to forget. And what he was just saying there was shooting the vaccine. Bill Gates is in my bloodstream. It's mind control. The earth is flat and cold. It's never warming up. The Arctic's turned to slush. The second coming's late. There's aliens in the deep state. And speaking of aliens in the deep state, there's a Army surplus store in the middle of the state of Washington, in the city of Wenatchee. And in Wenatchee, there's a very large poster, portrait actually, it's life-size, outside the store, and some material inside the store that are creating some controversy that I guess is appropriate for the spring season. Unparalleled Broadway hit, The Producers. The story, the an Army surplus store in Wenatchee is being accused of pro-Nazism and as a support of white supremacy after displaying a large poster of a convicted Nazi war criminal outside the building it's situated in. The poster features a full-body image of Hermann Göring in uniform. He was the number two guy for Hitler. He was the head of the Luftwaffe, the German Air Force. And by the way, this is an absurdly flattering portrait of Hermann Göring. He was not a great-looking person. He was a lot fatter than this. But there he is in his big Nazi uniform with the Iron Cross at his neck. And a store employee at D&L Army Surplus denied accusations of the store being pro-Nazi and supporters of white supremacy. The store says it sells military-grade equipment, such as medical gear, MREs, guns, knives, hats, flags, boots, backpacks, ammo, freeze-dried food. However, the store also displays a variety of items that are not for sale. He says the staff members say a lot of the military items on display are also to remember times of tumultuous war and conflict. These originalities are not for sale. Some of these showcase items include memorabilia used in worn equipment from various wars. They also have, because I took a little video tour of the store, I haven't visited personally, there are some pretty big Confederate flags inside, which are also, I'm not sure, what kind of message are you trying to send with a full body size portrait of Hermann Göring in full Nazi uniform? Tony Zinman is the guy who posted the image on the internet. He says, this portrait of Hermann Göring is prominently displayed at the Army Surplus Store in Wenatchee, Washington. I lived there for 10 years. Shows white supremacy and Nazis alive and well in America. Well, I don't know. He even has a Nazi shrine on display inside the store. I remember walking in and then walking out when I saw that, said Ruben Ramirez. The store worker says it gets customers of all different ethnic backgrounds and does not discriminate against anyone. Well, yes, but that won't prevent some people who may respond badly to Confederate flags and may respond badly to Nazi memorabilia to think about other stores that could cater to their needs. I don't suggest for a moment that anything be done legally or otherwise to harm the store, but I do suggest that this is a very, very peculiar decision, particularly at a time when I think hate crimes do appear to be on the rise. Now, there's a big new study, which we're going to cover probably tomorrow, and it's a study from University of London, London University, about racism in America and in Britain. And it is generally wrong. It is not true that racism is rising or that more and more people are harboring racist ideas. Or what is rising is the willingness of people to use the internet and to encourage random hate crimes. And yes, there has been a notable increase in anti-Asian hate crimes. But does that mean that basically everything that we see is a reflection of some kind of a tidal wave of racist sentiment? That's dubious. And we'll talk a little bit about one of the ways that the media actually bring this idea to the fore is by focusing so uniquely on these confrontations that seem to be endless between individual black suspects or sometimes just black citizens, like the Army Lieutenant Nazario, who was stopped in Virginia, and police officers, some of whom are, yes, clearly out of line. A quick note, we were talking before about Officer Kim Potter, who is now going to be facing a potential, at least, of 10 years in prison. A listener wrote in and said, well, wait, she had a previous incident in which she was involved and implicated. Really? I actually don't think it's an incident that makes her look bad, but we will get to that and what FBI Director Wray has to say about social media's role in all of this and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.